call brilliancy.
Thank you very much. All the fiddlers out there, thank you. Come listen to us play fiddle anytime and come to the contest next year. Thank you again.
Well, if you look at your programs, you'll see that next we have something called the Florida Folk Heritage Awards. And don't go away. There's going to be a lot of other good stuff, especially right afterwards. We're going to have an appearance by the 97th Regimental String Band, who we've come to know and love in a short year or so here at White Springs, followed by some seminal songs with Jim Billy, Irish Step Dancing with James Kelly on fiddle and the Irish Step Dancers, and a lot of other good things coming up this evening. But right now, it gives me a great pleasure to present to you the director of the Florida Folklife Programs, Ormond Loomis.
Thank you, Bill. Good evening. It's a privilege to ask you to give your attention now to an eagerly awaited event, the presentation of the 1987 Florida Folk Heritage Awards. This occasion is the opportunity to recognize three remarkable people who have spent much of their lives maintaining and sharing the traditions of Florida with others. Considering their stature as folk artists and cultural advocates, they deserve the broadest possible recognition, and this seems like the ideal place for it. Florida can be proud to include such people as citizens, and the Department of State is proud to have a role in honoring them. Earlier this afternoon, the Florida Folklore Society held a reception for the recipients of the award, and some of us had an opportunity to congratulate these three people then. After this ceremony, I expect many of you will want to speak to them as they make their way from the stage. The Florida Folklife Council established this award to honor outstanding folk artists and folk cultural advocates whose lifelong devotion to folk arts, folklore, and folklife is a distinguished affirmation of the rich legacy of the citizens of Florida. Since its creation, the award has gone to such people as Susie Billy, tribal medicine woman for the Seminole Tribe of Florida, Thelma Bolton, former director of the Florida Folk Festival, Lucretie Clark, White Oak basket maker, Edward L. Fleming, Jr., advocate for the Florida Folk Festival, Mary Smith McLean, gospel and blues vocalist, Nancy Morgan, quilter, E.A. Frog Smith, storyteller, and Lillian Saunders, a guiding force for the State Folk Culture Center. I expect most of you here know that both Lucretie Clark and Lillian Saunders have passed away since the award was given to them, and that Ed Fleming was awarded the Folk Heritage Award posthumously. But we're fortunate to have several recipients of the award here with us this weekend. Cousin Thelma is here tonight. You want to stand? Is Mary Smith McLean here? I saw her earlier this evening. Okay, wonderful. Is Nancy Morgan here? I know she was here earlier today. Nancy? Frog Smith. Is Frog here? I know he's been around today. He's right behind stage.
He's coming
right in. Okay. If you haven't had a chance to see or speak or listen to some of these people, here it's Frog. Frog. Just wave. Okay. Thank you. At any rate, this evening we also have a number of dignitaries here with us to help honor the recipients of the 1987 Florida Folk Heritage Award. Before going much further, is James Billy? He's not on stage. Is James Billy making his way to the stage? He said he'd be here, and I know he's going to be here later. Mr. Landrum, Nay Landrum, the director of the Florida Park Service. Won't you come on up? Mr. Hollingsworth, the Honorable Wayne Hollingsworth, State Senator from Lake City, are you here? I know he was planning to be here. Well, Darrell Krause, you need to know, also the manager of the Stephen Foster State Folk Culture Center. Without leaders like these and the able assistance and help of the Park Service, this festival wouldn't be possible. You all know that, I hope. At any rate, I'd like next to introduce Dr. Ernie Williams, president of the Florida Folklore Society. Ernie wears many hats. I sometimes forget when I'm talking to him about Folklore Society business or listening to him as an MC on some of the stages around here or even enjoying his banjo playing and his singing, that he's also a professor of philosophy at St. Leo College. At any rate, Ernie has a few words he'd like to say, so let me ask him to come forward. Ernie?
Thank you, Orman. And on behalf of the Florida Folklore Society, I'd like to tell you that we are just extremely honored to be able to take part in the program tonight. I'd like to take a moment to tell you about a couple of things. One is the Florida Folklore Society. If you want any information about us, we're back at the information table and we'll be all day tomorrow. We support the study and the promotion of folklore and folk life around the state. And one of the things I'd like to talk about for just a minute is the importance of these awards. What folklore is about, what folk life is about to me is not about making the whips that Curly Deacle makes, although those whips are certainly beautiful. And they're not about the songs that Ida Goodson sings, although her songs are beautiful. They're not about the research and the promotion of human beings that Ralph Boggs has done. What these things are about is human values. And I know that the reason we're here this weekend is to do something external and to share some time and share a place with people with whom we agree about some of the basic things of life. Now, these things are important to me and they're important to you. And it's very important to me that the state of Florida continues to do all of the wonderful things we've done. You may not know that the state of Florida has the largest state-funded folklore program in the nation, which means, yes, that's right. Which means that a lot of really good people have been doing a lot of really good things right. I think it's important, and the Folklore Society thinks it's important, that we continue to support these awards. We continue to support White Springs and the Florida Folk Festival and the Bureau of Florida Folklife Programs. If you feel this way, one of the things you can do, of course, is to encourage people in your area to think about their heritage. And another thing you can do is to let the people who represent you in Tallahassee know how much you love folklore, how much you love folklife, how much you love Florida, how much you love the folk festival, and how important you think it is that we continue to identify and reward people who have spent a great portion of their lives as craftspeople or as folk advocates. So I encourage you, please, to make your feelings known, make your values known about these things. We have three certificates, which I'm going to present later to the honorees tonight, and each reads as follows, with the appropriate name and gender changes. The Florida Folklore Society presents this certificate of recognition to J.P. Curley Deakel in appreciation of his contribution to folk life in the state of Florida, and appoints him Distinguished Lifetime Member of the Society on the occasion of his receiving the Florida Folk Heritage Award on Saturday, the 23rd day of May, 1987, at the 35th Annual Florida Folk Festival in the town of White Springs, Florida. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Ernie. But to proceed, it's the members of the Florida Folklife Council who, if you don't already know them, you need to begin to get acquainted with now. To do that, I'd like to introduce Dr. Pat Waterman. Like Ernie, Pat manages more responsibilities than I can count. She's professor of anthropology at the University of South Florida, an officer for the Society of Applied Anthropology, a member of the Tampa Hillsborough Historic Preservation Board, and I don't know what all else, but this evening she's here to make the actual presentation of the awards. So, Dr. Waterman.
All right. Thank you. We are, you know, here to honor these three people who are the recipients tonight. There's something else, the kind of thing I think you should realize, that lots of work goes into this kind of recognition. You should know that Orman Loomis, who just talked to you, who's director of the Florida Folklife Program, and this festival is one of the things that they produce, he and other members of the Department of State have really worked very hard for a number of years even to make these awards possible, and we think it's important, and they put a lot of effort into it. So I really think that we need to realize that Orman, too, and his staff have done a lot of work. The other group that you ought to know about, and I would like to introduce to you very briefly now, are the members of the Florida Folklife Council who are here. They are non-paid advisors who put a lot of time into giving advice and helping the program. And some of them are here. Dr. Ron Foreman. Ron, stand up, please, Ron. Right? Of Gainesville, an eminent folklorist in his own right. Mick Maloney of, it says here Philadelphia, but I guess of Ireland, via Philadelphia. Who, again, does not need much of an introduction. And Kathy Segru of Jacksonville. Kathy? Yeah. All right. I think they have a lot of fun sitting on the council, too. But I think the fact that they give their time simply to help is something we should know. Just one quick word about the background for this award. When the Folklife Council discussed the idea of our state recognizing folk artists, some 5 years ago, we realized that we really did need to do something in this state. Other states do have awards like this, and indeed we have a National Heritage Fellowship, which is given by the National Endowment for the Arts. And some of you who know about Japan realize that Japan has a very important program of living treasures. They recognize the people who've contributed to the arts, who themselves are artists, who work for the arts, something we simply do not do enough of here. The recipients of this award, then, are considered by the communities that they come from as being outstanding representatives and proponents of Florida folk life. The award that we are going to give to them is really just a token of the gratitude that we feel and that other people feel for the things that they've done, and the Folk Life Council is very happy to be able to do so. This year, as you've already heard from Dr. Williams, this year the Folklife Council selected out of many candidates three exceptional people to receive the award. First, Dr. Ralph Steele Boggs, J.P. Curley Deakel, and Ida Goodson. And we would like to present the awards to them now. Dr. Boggs, if you would come up. I'm going to talk about him while he comes up. This is dreadful. But he's a man of great sophistication, so won't I? Doctor, I will tell you. Well, say a little bit about you and then have you say something. Dr. Boggs of Miami is a specialist in Hispanic and American folktales, riddles, and proverbs. He received his Ph.D. in folklore and Spanish from the University of Chicago in 1930, and his dissertation on the folktales of Spain was published in Helsinki, Finland, in an issue of a very prestigious series, The Folklore Fellows Communication. We are here in Florida, are especially grateful for his collection of Spanish folklore from Ybor City, which he compiled during the 1930s. Yes, and some people have read that. In more than you will not believe this, 150 books and articles, chiefly on folklore, especially Latin American folklore, he has tried to bring the Hispanic culture to the English-speaking world and vice versa. A professor of modern languages at... You didn't know I was going to do all this. If this is wrong, stop me. A professor of modern languages at the University of Miami from 1950 to 1967. He's recognized for his work as director of International Center, where he developed the university's foreign relations concentrating on Latin American countries. Now professor emeritus, he continues his studies in Hispanic American folklore and is an active charter member of the Florida Folklore Society. And we are fortunate to have him here in our state and still working for us. And We wish that there was a large honorarium that came with this, and we have no money, but in the future. But you know that we give it to you with gratitude and with love. Yeah,
thank you.
I'm gonna say a few words. Let me hold it for you. Can I hold it for you?
Yeah. I'm so happy to see that our state has supported an institution like this, and it needs the backing of the public. I hope that this Florida Folklore Society that has just been established within the past half dozen years and is showing signs of growing will get your support, because a state organization like this needs large public backing to make it a success. And I also lament the fact that the Southern Folklore Quarterly, which was long published at the University of Florida in Gainesville, has ceased publication. It's apparently dead, but we've got to get it started again. And to get a leading scholar in American folklore at our state university to be the editor and sponsor the interests of this journal, which would be a logical organ for the Florida Folklore Society. This, I hope, will come to pass in the near future with a lot of public support. 51 years ago, I had my first contact with folklore in Florida when I went to Ybor City and collected folklore there in 1936. Then, when Alton Morris, may his soul rest in peace, established the Southern Folklore Quarterly at Gainesville, he did so only after getting a promise from me that I would prepare an annual folklore bibliography to be published in the Southern Folklore Quarterly, which I did for 22 years, and this gave great international prestige to our folklore interests here in Florida. So I hate to see it die. That's all I have to say.
That's marvelous, and we thank you. Yeah. I think they would like to shake your hands. Yeah. Dr. Boggs is really a worldwide known expert in this field and has given his entire life to the study and promotion of folklore. Now, our other recipients have contributed to Florida folklore in other ways, and it may be that you know them better. J.P. Curly Deakle from McClenny, most of you know, is a leather worker and a cow whip artist who learned the skill of making Florida cracker cow whips from his father. He's been braiding leather cow whips for over 50 years. Although he had a career as a machinist with the United States Navy, we know him for his talent as a rodeo announcer and expert whip artist. Mr. Deacon, would you come up? Yeah. All right. His performances have entertained more than a generation of audiences. Because of his accomplishments, he was asked last year to serve as a master folk artist to train an apprentice under our apprentice program. Floridians today still have the privilege of enjoying him at the State Florida Fair in Tampa and, of course, at the Florida Folk Festival. And we are so pleased to honor you.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's splendid. Come and say a word. Come on, come and talk. Tell him the story.
Ma'am. Folks, this is a pleasure to me. It was a surprise to begin with. I didn't know it until they called me and told me about it. But it's a wonderful opportunity, and it's a wonderful thing to be invited to the Folk Festival here and other festivals around the state that I have been. It's just a wonderful thing to me, and I love it, and I love you people. Being a part of the Florida folklore or the arts and crafts or whatever you might call it, I call it country talking myself. But it's a wonderful thing to be invited to this, and being a part of this, it has given me the opportunity to rub elbows with some of the greatest people in the world, and that is the lovers of folklore and folk art. And I thank you very much, and I thank you for this, for the privilege of this award.
Our last recipient this year is someone whom many of you also will know, Ida Goodson. Ida Goodson is from Pensacola, and she began her career as a musician when she was 3 years old. By the age of 16, she was playing the blues, jazz, and gospel songs that make up her repertoire today. In 1927 and 28, she played regularly as an accompanist at the Belmont Theater, Pensacola's main all-black music hall. In the 1930s, she traveled with a band from New Orleans, which made Pensacola its home. Ida, would you come up? All right. When the popularity of big band swing eclipsed that of New Orleans jazz in the 1930s and 40s, she turned her attention to gospel music. Her performing style show many influences, but she prefers to play gospel and blues songs that she knows so well. And we are so pleased to have her here tonight and a resident of Florida with us. Come around here. Come around here and say something. Come and say something. Can I hold it for you? Should we get the piano?
Yeah. Hello there, you all. I'm Ida Goodson, which some of you know me, some don't. But anyway, you will know me in about 5 or 10 minutes, because I'm going to play one song for you all. When I do it, I want you all to get in the mood, okay?
I should say that we, of course, the Folklife Council would like to have recommendations from you as to the people who to receive awards next year. We receive a large number of nominations, all of them good, and it's very difficult to go through and choose. But if you know of people either who've made scholarly contributions, who are performers that you think should be recognized by us, then you need to let the Folklife program know. And we hope that you've enjoyed seeing these people get recognition they really deserve tonight. We have another. There's another council member who's here. This is Jeanette Cypress.
Huh? I think hello.
You're vice chairman. Yeah. She is vice chairman of the council. All right.
Good.
Knock yourself out, huh?
Jackson River. Come on, pat your hand, everybody. You know I'm no stranger, I've been there before. You can always tell when your good man don't need you around. You can always tell when your good man don't need you around. He be hugging and kissing you, mama, he leaving you all the time. Don't dress fine. Be my main lack because I take my time. Oh, yeah, baby. Rock me all night long. I'll tell the world things ain't what they used to be. Oh, yeah. Oh, when that saints go marching in. Oh, when that saints go marching in. We all wanna be in that number. When that saints go marching in.
Thank you, Ina. Well, how about that? How about a big hand for the proceedings here and all these people assembled here to bring folk music and culture to you here in Florida? Well, the next thing we've got on the show is a real treat for you, another one of them. An appearance by a group which we just encountered about a year ago. They made their first appearance here last year at the festival, and they weren't able to be here for a very long time, but folks who had never seen them before got quite a taste of them. There's something that's kind of extraordinary, a performing group that goes back about 100 years in everything they do. They do mostly music from the 1800s, a few things maybe here and there from the Revolutionary War times as well. Anyway, you'll...